啊，感谢主，我们下午继续啊聚会敬拜神，学习神的话语。
Thank the Lord that this afternoon we shall continue to study the words of God.
啊，最近呢，小弟在读诗篇的时候啊，读到一篇诗篇啊，觉得非常的感动。
So recently, preacher has been reading the Psalms and he's very moved.
啊，以前呢啊，也读诗篇，也常常读。
And in the past, I've read the Psalms, but and
啊，可是呢，竟然没有发现诗篇这一篇呢，有这么多奇妙的道理，就是弥赛亚的啊奥秘。
And miraculously, when I read this time, I found many important teaching of the Messiah.
我们请打开诗篇一百一十篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 110.
诗篇一百一十篇。
Psalms 110.
耶和华第一节，耶和华对我主说。你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Psalms 110, verse 1. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
第二，耶和华必使你从锡安伸出能力的杖来，你要在你的仇敌中掌权。
2. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies.
第三，当你掌权的日子，你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己。你的民多如清晨的甘露。
3. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth.
第四，耶和华起的誓，绝不后悔说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次为永远为祭司。
4. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
第五，在你右边的主，当他发怒的日子，必打伤列王。
5. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath.
第六，他要在列邦中刑罚恶人，失手就遍满各处。他要在许多国中打破仇敌的头。
6. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries.
第七，他要喝路旁的河水，因此必抬起头来。
7. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he shall lift up his head.
这里是大卫所写的诗歌。
Here is the Psalms written by King David.
从第一节开始呢，就是一个奥秘。
So from verse 1 is a mystery.
因为照我们一般的人的理解，这是无法理解的。
So by just commoner, no one can truly understand.
因为他这里说耶和华对我的主说你要坐在我的右边。
Here it says, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand.
那么这句话到底是什么意思？
So what exactly does this sentence mean?
因为耶和华，当然这个是中文的翻译。
So, Jehovah, that is the Chinese translation.
但是在英文都说我的主啊，这个是耶和华本来就是主的意思。
So, that means the Lord.
那这里就变成主对我的主说，两个都是主，那怎么会有两个主呢？应该只有一位主啊。
And why is it say the Lord say to my Lord?
所以这里就是一个奥秘呢，我们不能够一般的话，一般的人的理解能力来说。主对我的主说，怎么两个主？这里要怎么解释
？So, if by commoner we do not understand what does it mean by the Lord says to my Lord.
所以呢，这里的解释我们只能从弥赛亚也是我的主，然后才能够了解这里的奥秘。
So here we can understand Messiah is the Lord, then we can understand the mystery behind.
所以前面的耶和华就是我的主，就是旧约的那位天父真神。
So the first, my Lord, is the Old Testament, the true God.
而第二个说我的主，就是指的新约时代这个耶稣基督这是弥赛亚。
So the second, my Lord, is the reference to the Messiah.
所以呢天父对我的主对弥赛亚说，你要坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳。
So the Heavenly Father says to the Messiah, the Lord, sit at my right hand.
所以这就是旧约时代对于弥赛亚的一个预言一个最清楚的一个宣告。
So this is the Old Testament's the prophecies of the messianic message.
所以这是神对弥赛亚的工作，对他的位份的一个宣告。
So this is a proclamation of the Messiah's status.
所以弥赛亚的位分就是要坐在神的右边。
So the status of the Messiah, that is to sit at the right hand of God.
当然这个右边是指的尊贵的位置。
So the right hand referring to a noble status.
所以呢，这个弥赛亚他是坐在神的右边啊，要来完成救恩的。
So the Messiah is sitting next to the right hand of God, that is to fulfill the salvation plan.
但是耶稣啊，就用这句话来质问当时候的法利赛人。
So the Lord Jesus used this phrase to question the Pharisees.
因为法利赛人呢，一直认为弥赛亚是大卫的子孙。
So the Pharisees always think that the Messiah refers to the descendants of David.
但是耶稣却用这句话来反问他们，他们就无话可说了。
But the Lord Jesus has questioned them back with this phrase, and they were dumbfounded.
我们请看马太福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew 22.
四十一节。
Matthew 22 verse 41.
马太福音二十二章四十一节。
Matthew 22 verse 41.
法利赛人聚集的时候，耶稣问他们说。
Verse 41. While the Pharisees were gathering together, Jesus asked them.
四十二，论到基督，你们的意见如何？他是谁的子孙？他们回答说，是大卫的子孙。
Verse 42. Saying, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? They say to him, the son of David.
四十三，耶稣说这样。大卫被圣灵感动，怎么还称他为主说呢？
43, he says to them, how then does David in the spirit call him Lord, saying?
四十四节，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我把你的仇敌放在你的脚下。
44, the Lord say to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
45, 大卫既称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？
45. If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son?
46. 他们没有一个人能回答一言，从那日以后，也没有人敢再问他什么了。
46. And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from the day on did anyone dare question him.
所以主耶稣问法利赛人说，论到基督，你们的意见如何？
So the Lord Jesus questions the Pharisees, what do you think about the Christ?
而基督啊，这个意思就是弥赛亚。
And Christ refers to Messiah.
因为弥赛亚这是希伯来文的发音。
So Messiah is in Hebrews.
因为在希伯来文弥赛亚就是指的受膏者。
So in Hebrews, Messiah meaning the anointed one.
而翻译成希腊文就是基督。
And to translate into Greek, that is Christ.
因为基督就是在希腊文的受膏者。
So Christ in Greek is the anointed one.
因此呢，弥赛亚就等于是基督的意思啊。
And hence for the Messiah means Christ.
那么他们都知道弥赛亚乃是大卫的子孙。
So they know that the Christ is the son of David.
但是耶稣反问他们，那么大卫怎么还称他为主呢？
And the Lord Jesus questioned them back, and why did David call him Lord.
所以呢，就是我们今天所读的诗篇一百一十篇的第一节。
So that is what we have read in Psalms 110 verse 1.
就是说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
That is the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand.
所以这个主就是指的旧约的耶和华天父真神，对我的主就是指的弥赛亚就是说你要坐在我的右边。
So the first Lord referring to the God of Old Testament says to the my Lord, which is the Messiah of the New Testament, sit at my right hand.
所以从肉体的程度来看，他是大卫的子孙。
So in the perspective of the flesh, that is he's the son of David.
但是从灵的角度来看，他就是弥赛亚，就是天上的神。
So in a spiritual perspective, he is the Messiah, that is the God in heaven.
我们来看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书第一章第三节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 3.
论到他的儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。
Verse 3, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh.
第四，按圣善的灵说，因为从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
4, 4, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
所以保罗在介绍耶稣基督的身份。
So Paul was introducing the status of the Lord Jesus.
他就是从肉体来讲是大卫的子孙。
So in flesh, he is the son of David.
因为这是从大卫的后代一代一代一直传到约瑟，然后传到耶稣。
So it's from the descendants of David, from Joseph, and then to the Lord Jesus.
那么从圣上的灵来看，他反而是神的儿子，是弥赛亚。
So according to the Spirit, he is the Son of God, and he is the Messiah.
他就是我们所盼望的一位救主。
And he is the Savior that we hope for.
因此呢，今天我们要从两种角度来认识耶稣基督。
And hence today we have to know the Lord Jesus in the two perspectives.
一个是从肉体的角度来看，他是大卫的子孙。
And one is from the perspective of the flesh that he is the son of David.
但是要从灵的角度来看，他就是弥赛亚，就是主。
And in the spiritual perspective, that he is the Messiah, he is our Lord.
而这个主他就是天上的神。
And this Lord is the God in heaven.
这就是我们从诗篇110篇第一节所得到的一个属灵的奥秘。
So that is what we can get from this verse 1, the spiritual mystery.
那主耶稣也用这个经文来让那些法利赛人无话可说。
So the Lord Jesus has used this scripture to quiet the Pharisees.
所以呢，我们在读110篇的时候，一定要整篇都是要从弥赛亚的角度才能够了解他的意思。
So when we read Psalms 110, we have to read from the perspective of the Messiah's viewpoint.
所以第一节说这位主就是弥赛亚坐在神的右边。
So that is the Lord is sitting at the Messiah that is sitting at the right hand of God.
那这就是他是有尊贵的身份。
And he has a noble status.
而且他的工作就是要来为我们祈求。
And his job is to pray for us.
他就是来完成我们的救恩。
And he is to complete the work of salvation.
要等仇敌来变成这位弥赛亚的脚凳。
So till he makes the enemies the footstool.
就是他能够完全的得胜。
And that he has a total victory.
当然仇敌就指的天上的魔鬼。
And these enemies refers to the devil.
因此魔鬼都被神被耶稣基督打败。
So the devil has been defeated by the Lord Jesus.
他才能够完成这个救恩。
And thus the Lord has completed this salvation plan.
所以今天我们要认识耶稣基督。
And thus today we have to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
他除了是肉体上是大卫的子孙。
So apart from him in flesh being the son of David.
他是有肉体的各种软弱。
And he has the all kind of weaknesses in flesh.
但是他都得胜了。
And yet he has triumphed over flesh.
而且从灵的角度来讲，他更是弥赛亚，是救主。
And from the perspective of spirit, he is the Messiah, the Savior, Lord.
他正是要来完成救恩的神。
And he is to fulfill the plan of salvation.
好，那再回头看诗篇110篇。
Let's come back to Psalms 110.
所以呢，这里就介绍这位第一节是介绍这位弥赛亚的位份是这么的神圣，是在神的右边的。
So here is introduced the noble status of the Messiah that is on the right hand of God.
那接着第二节就介绍他的能力。
And verse 2, it's introduced the power of God.
所以第二节说耶和华必使你从锡安伸出能力的杖来你要在你的仇敌中掌权。
Verse 2, the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies.
所以这位弥赛亚要伸出能力的杖来。
So this Messiah shall send forth the rod of the strength out of
Zion. 而且要在仇敌中掌权。
And rule in the midst of your enemies.
能力的杖就是代表是一个君王的身份
So the rod of the strength that is to resemble the status of the king.
我们知道古代的王都要拿一个权杖。代表这个是他的权力地位。
So we know that the ancient king has these scepters in him that represents the power.
所以呢，耶稣基督他要拿着这个杖，代表他是有能力的。
So the Lord Jesus Christ will have this rod that of strength that he resembles his mightiness.
而且能够打败仇敌。
And that he can rule in the midst of the enemies.
所以主耶稣差派门徒出去传福音。
So when the Lord Jesus sent forth the disciples to preach,
70个门徒啊，出去传福音啊，医病赶鬼，很有能力。
The 70 disciples go out to preach, that is to heal and to cast out the devils with power.
最后他们回来向耶稣报告啊。
And when they came back to the Lord to report,
他说主啊，因着你的名啊，连鬼都服了我们。
They say, Lord, because of your name, the devil has submitted to your name.
我们叫鬼出去，鬼就出去了。
So when we cast the devil out in your name, they have been cast out.
所以这七十个门徒好高兴啊。
So these 70 disciples, they were overjoyed.
这都是因为你的名啊。
And because of the Lord's name.
我们回来看路加福音第十章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
路加福音第十章第一节
Luke chapter 10 verse 1
这是以后主又设立的七十个人差遣他们两个两个在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去
After these things the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go
好跳过来看十七节
Let's jump to verse 17
那七十个人欢欢喜喜地回来说：“主啊，因你的名，就是鬼也服了我们。”
Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name."
十八，耶稣对他们说：“我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。”
18, and he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightnings from heaven."
十九，我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力。断没有什么能害你们的。
19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
所以耶稣是弥赛亚。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus is the Messiah.
他的名啊就有权柄。
And his name comes with power.
所以刚刚有说这是能力的杖啊，彰显出来的能力。
So this is the rod of the strength with power.
那么就可以践踏撒旦魔鬼啊。
And they can rule the midst of the enemy Satan.
啊，就可以胜过仇敌一切的能力。
And to have victory, all over the enemies.
所以呢，这七十个门徒是靠着主的名就能够赶鬼。
So the 70 disciples rely on the name of Lord Jesus to cast away the devils.
连鬼都服了我们了，我叫他出去，他就出去了。
Even the demons submitted to the names and they were cast out.
所以今天我们要靠着主的名啊来打胜仗。
So today we have to rely on the Lord's name to win this to have this
victory. 因为耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Because the Lord Jesus is the Messiah.
他的名字就有这样的权柄跟能力。
And his name comes with this power and authority.
当然我们不可随随便便滥用主的名。
Of course, we cannot anyhow use the name of the Lord.
在使徒时代啊，也有记载啊，有一些犹太人啊，他们也常常在赶鬼。
So in the apostolic time, then there were people casting out demons.
啊，这是犹太人啊。
And they were the Jews.
但是呢，他们也擅自用耶稣的名啊，要去赶鬼。
And they likewise used the name of the Lord to cast out the demons.
结果那个鬼哈、啊，就对他们说：“你们是谁呀、啊？”
And in the end, the demons turned and questioned them, "Who are you?"
他说：“保罗我认识。”
I know Paul.
啊，耶稣我也认识。
And I know Lord Jesus.
可是你们这些人是谁？我不认识你们呐、啊。
But who are you? I do not know you.
你们竟敢要用耶稣的名来赶鬼，你们算什么
？And you dare to use the name of the Lord, and who are you?
这些赶鬼的人呐、啊，并不是真正相信耶稣的。
And those who cast out the demons do not truly believe in the Lord Jesus.
他们只是要利用耶稣的名啊，来赶鬼。哎，好像很有力量啊。
They only want to use the name of the Lord to cast out the demons because it comes with power.
他们以为有力量。
They thought that it comes with power.
其实呢，他们的心并不是真的相信依靠的。
And in reality, their hearts do not truly believe.
所以后来那个鬼哈、啊、就跳到他们的人的身上啊。
And in the end, the demons has possessed them.
那么这些人呐、啊、就被鬼附身了，反而他们就啊赤身了、啊、就跑走了。
So they were demon possessed and they became naked and they ran away.
所以呢啊不可以滥用主的名字。
So one should not use the Lord's name in vain.
要不然呢 啊魔鬼也不会服你啊，不会听你的话。
And otherwise.Even the devil will not submit to the name.
好，这就是耶稣的名非常有权柄。
And this is the name of the Lord is full of authority.
所以，我们不论做什么事情啊，都奉主的名啊来说话、来做事， 就有神跟我们同在。
So no matter what we do, we use the name of Lord Jesus and God shall be with us.
因为耶稣的名是神圣的。
Because the name of the Lord is holy.
我们一旦是奉主的名来说话的时候，就非常谨慎小心啊。
So when we speak in the name of the Lord, and we have to be very alert.
那再回头来看呢，结果神的百姓得拯救以后会有什么表现？
So later we shall see that how would the people react when they were rescued by God?
我们请看回来诗篇110篇第三节。
Let's come back to Psalms 110 verse 3.
这第三节就是啊，弥赛亚来到以后拯救百姓。
So the verse 3 says that when Messiah come and save the nation.
那么百姓成为神的民。
And the people became God's people.
那么这个百姓啊，就有几种表现。
And these people have a few reaction.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
当你掌权的日子，你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己，你的民多如清晨的甘露。
Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. You have the dew of your youth.
所以当弥赛亚掌权的日子
So when the Messiah is in power,
就是他已经完成救恩了
And that he has completed the salvation plan.
他已经拯救百姓出离开魔鬼的控制了
And he has redeemed the people out of the clutch of the devil.
那这个百姓会有三种现象特征
And the people will have three characteristics.
第一个会用圣洁的装饰为衣。
And first, they will adorn themselves with beauties of holiness.
圣洁的装饰当然一定是洁白的。
And with holiness, that means that is in white.
啊，就是说是圣洁的，是洁白的外衣。
That is in holiness. That is a purity.
那当然，今天耶稣基督来了。
And of course, when the Lord Jesus comes,
他所拣选的百姓要得到救恩，就是受洗，得以圣洁。
So those that the chosen nations that will receive baptism, that will have has been cleansed by Him.
所以今天我们呢到接受耶稣的洗礼之后，我们就成为圣洁的百姓。
So today, after when we receive the baptism, then we shall become holy.
我们经过耶稣的宝血洗干净了，我们就得着一件白衣可以穿。
So after we are being cleansed by the Lord's blood, then we shall receive this white garment.
我们来看启示录第七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7.
这里讲的神的百姓啊，有144,000人。
So here it says that the people of God is
144,000 人。140,000 and 44,000. 好，我们来看那个第七章第四节。
Let's read Revelation chapter 7 verse 4.
我听见以色列人各支派中受印的数目有144,000人。
And I heard the number of those who were sealed 144,000.
接着下来，就是到了第九节。
And verse 9.
此后我刚看有许多的人没有人能数过来是从各国各族各民各方来的站在宝座和羔羊面前身穿白衣手拿棕树枝
Verse 9 After these things I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribes, peoples and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb clothed with white robes with palms branches in their hands
我们跳过来看十三节
Let's jump to verse 13.
长老中有一位问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？”
Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?"
十四，我对他们说：“我主，你知道。”他向我说：“这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。”
14. And I said to him, "Sir, you know." So he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb."
所以这些得救的选民呐 就是用耶稣的宝血已经洗干净了。
So these those who were saved, they were washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
他们得到一个白衣可以穿。
And they have received this white garment.
而这个白衣就是圣洁的装饰，为衣穿上了。
And this white garment is the holiness that they have worn.
所以刚刚我们所读的诗篇110篇就会说，这些百姓是穿着圣洁的装饰。
So just like we have read Psalms 110 verse 3 say in the beauties of holiness.
啊，就是穿的白衣。
That they have wore this white garment.
因为我们已经接受耶稣的宝血洗干净了。
Because we have received the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and have been cleansed.
那还有第二个特征。
And the second characteristic.
好，我们再看回来诗篇110篇。
Let's come back to Psalms 110.
第二个特征就是说，他们除了穿白衣以外他们还能够甘心来牺牲自己。
So here is apart from wearing the beauties of holiness, they are willing to sacrifice themselves.
就是说，他们愿意把自己献祭，当作活祭啊。
And they are willing to offer up themselves as a living sacrifice.
我们说牺牲自己就是要这样做祭物啊，才能够做牺牲啊。
So they sacrifice themselves as offerings to God.
所以今天呢，神的百姓愿意把自己献上。
So today, the people of God are willing to offer themselves up.
但是我们献祭是献活祭，不是献杀死以后的那个祭物。
So when we offer up the sacrifice, we offer a living sacrifice, not the one that is dead.
因为我们不是被杀死的。
That's not the one that is killed.
我们不像动物一样啊，是被杀死才能够做献祭。
We are not like the animals that we are killed and has as a sacrifice.
但是我们是活的祭物。
Rather, we are the living sacrifice.
所以我们是活的，所以我们并没有杀死生命，我们还是活的来奉献自己给神啊。
So we are alive. We offer up ourselves as a living sacrifice.
这就是献活祭。
That is to offer up the living sacrifice.
我们来看罗马书十二章。
Let's read Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Romans 12 verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，当将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
所以啊，刚刚啊，诗篇一百一十篇才说百姓。成为神的百姓之后，就会甘心的牺牲自己，就像这里说的，把自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
So from verse 3 says that your people shall be volunteers; they are they willingly sacrifice themselves as living sacrifice.
这就是献上活祭是神所喜悦的侍奉。
And this is acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这就是活祭啊。
And this is a living sacrifice.
所以呢，这个活祭啊，这个是也是我们人的头脑啊。无法去了解的奥秘。
So this living sacrifice that is cannot be comprehended by our understanding.
已经牺牲了，叫祭物就是已经是祭物的 sacrifice， 一定是牺牲，牺牲好像是没有生命的。
So offer the animals that is sacrificed that is no life in it.
所以呢 ，sacrifice 就好像牺牲生命。
So to sacrifice that is to give up your life without life.
但是呢，保罗却说是活的，他并没有死掉啊。
However, Paul says it's a living sacrifice that is alive.
所以个 living 跟 sacrifice 这两个字是矛盾的。
So living sacrifice it contradicts each other.
一个是 living 是活的，那 sacrifice 是死的。
So living is alive. That is sacrifice is dead.
但是为什么一个活的，一个死的连在一起呢？
And how is it that a living and a one that is dead can be together?
因为只有在神面前，我们就是这样子奉献自己，可是好像是死亡，可是又是活的了。
So before God, we offer ourselves up. It seems like we are dead, but we are alive.
因为按照肉体的罪恶的世界来讲，我们已经死了。
So according to the flesh in this world, that we are dead.
但是在灵里面，我们却是活的。
However, in spirit, we are alive.
所以我们不会效法这个世界。
So we will not emulate from this world.
因为这个世界已经败坏，已经罪恶，已成了淫乱的。
Because this world is immortal and has deteriorated.
所以我们对这个世界来讲，已经被钉十字架，已经死了。
So to this world, we have been crucified and we are dead.
所以我们叫牺牲了。
And then us we have sacrificed.
但是我们在主面前是活的。
However, before the Lord, we are alive.
我们可以心意更新而变化。
And we can be renewed and changed.
那我们就成为神的百姓。
And we can be the nation of God.
能够这样来服侍神。
And to serve God.
所以这就是甘心牺牲自己的一个活祭呀。
So this is a person who is willing to offer up the ones as a living sacrifice.
那再回来看第三个特征。
And let's come back to the third characteristic.
诗篇一百一十篇
Psalms 110.
第三节最后一个特征说你的名啊多如清晨的甘露。
And you have the dew of your youth.
啊，这个清晨的甘露啊，这个是多么啊非常啊清凉啊非常的好的一种啊滋味。
So you have the dew of your youth that is very refreshing and good.
所以我去查了啊，整个圣经里面有关于清晨的甘露啊，真的讲了它的美哈，还有它的啊甘爽啊，可口的啊，就真的一个活的。新的生命啊
！So dew is very fresh and is a new life.
这是我们来看呢，《弥迦书》第五章。
So that's we look at Micah chapter 5.
弥迦书第五章第七节。
Micah 5 verse 7.
雅各余剩的人必在多国的民中，如同从耶和华那里降下来的露水。又如甘霖降在地上，不障碍人力，也不等候世人之功。
Micah 5 verse 7, Then the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples, like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass that tarry for no man, nor wait for the sons of men.
这里说雅各的子孙原来啊，他们已经败坏了，所以被神惩罚，被掳到外邦。
So the remnants of Jacob, they have been captured to captive.
但是神后来怜悯他们，让他们回来。
And the Lord showed mercy to them and let them return.
所以呢，雅各的子孙呢，以色列后来回归到耶路撒冷来。
So the remnants of Jacob, they returned to Jerusalem.
虽然是少
，although they are few，
但是他们却像从神那里降下的甘露一样。
And they are like dew from the Lord.
这个甘露呢，啊。是像甘霖一样降在地草上
，like showers on the grass。
这个草啊，就得到滋润了。
And the grass has this nourishment。
我们最近哈、哦、看到我们阿伯塔哈啊的下雨啊，下得非常多。
So recently, Alberta has had many rainfall。
我们发现呢，原来的草地是干黄的啊的一片一片啊，结果很快一个礼拜变成绿色。而且现在的长得很旺盛啊。
So initially the grass all turned yellow, and because of the rainfall, it has nourished the grass to be green.
所以我们现在去看到外面的草皮啊，哇，真的是一片绿油油的田地啊，很漂亮啊。
So we can see the green pastures outside.
那为什么能够长得这么好的、好看的整个草皮啊，绿草如茵啊，这么好的景观呢
？And why the grass so well grown?
因为有神降下的露水啊，来滋润他们。
Because the rain has nourished them.
啊，这些露水从早上啊就降下来的，来滋润他们，所以他们能够长得这么的好。
So the dew has nourished the grass.
所以神的百姓就能够发展出旺盛的生命力。
So the remnants, the people of God can grow.
所以呢，这是生命啊，就完全展现出来。
So this show the growth of life.
所以只要啊，清晨的甘露淋到的那个草地，那个草地就是丰盛的生命。
So when the dew comes, and like showers on the grass.
我们今天呢、啊，成为神的选民，就是有这么丰盛的生命力可以展现出来。
So today, as the chosen nations of God, we can manifest this goodness of life.
啊，因为神跟我们同在啊。
Because God, He is with us.
虽然我们也会遇到患难困苦。
Although we will face tribulations and suffering.
但是呢，我们却能够在主里面得到喜乐的心。
However, in the Lord, we will have the joy in our hearts.
这世界呢，都在患难里面啊，在哀声叹气。
So this world is in sufferings, and they were all sighing.
但是我们在主里面却得到喜乐。
However, in the Lord, we shall receive joy.
因为我们却在主里面有平安。
Because in the Lord, we shall have peace.
所以世界有苦难。
And this world that is suffering.
但是我们在基督里面有平安。
However, in Christ, we shall have peace.
所以我们就像清晨的甘露一样。
So we are just likened to the dew.
我们可以把这样的喜乐跟平安带给世界。
So we can bring forth joy and peace to this world.
这是神的百姓的三种特征，三种表现。
So these are the three characteristics of the people of God.
第一个，他是穿着圣洁的装饰，穿白衣。
So the first one that is they wear they are in they adorn themselves in holiness and they wear they have white garments.
第二个啊，他们是甘心牺牲自己，是一个活祭。
And the second characteristic, they are willing to offer themselves as living sacrifice.
第三个，他们是清晨的甘露，是带来生命力。
So third, they are the dew of the youth that have bring forth life.
那再回头来看诗篇一百一十篇。
Let's come back Psalms 110.
最后来介绍耶稣基督，他做大祭司，却不是从亚伦的子孙。这个等次来做大祭司的。
So the last introductions of the Messiah that he is not the high priest from Aaron.
他乃是从麦基洗德的等次来做大祭司。
However, the Lord, the Messiah, come after the order of Melchizedek.
我们看回来一百一十篇第四节。
Let's come back to Psalms 110 verse 4.
耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
这句话是一个奥秘啊。
So this sentence is a mystery.
也许原来犹太人在读旧约是读不懂这句话的意思。
In fact, when the Jew they were reading the Old Testament, they do not understand this phrase.
可是，一直到希伯来书的作者才把它做一个属灵的了解以后，才明白。
So after the author of Hebrews after introduced the spiritual meaning behind, then they understood.
我们来看呢，希伯来书第七章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 7.
从第五章开始。
From verse
第五章。
Chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
如此，基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。”
So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son; today I have begotten you."
第六，就如经上又有一处说：“你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。”
Verse 6, and he also say in another place.You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以这里就是引用了诗篇一百一十篇第四节。
So here it has used the phrase in Psalms 110.
而这就是希伯来书作者要开始发展出来的一个奥秘。
So this is the author of Hebrews that he wants to explain this mystery.
他说这句话什么意思？你们懂吗？
So he says, "Do you know what's the meaning behind?"
这个十一节就说哈，论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话难以解明啊，因为你们听不进去。
So here in verse 11 it says, "Of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing."
所以麦基洗德的等次，这个是真的是一般犹太人呢、是真的看不懂。
So according to the order of Melchizedek, the ordinary Jews do not understand.
因为照一般的律法来说。
According to the ordinary law,
大祭司必须是亚伦的子孙才能够担任的。
So the high priest shall come from the line of the descendants of Aaron.
但是耶稣他是犹大支派的人。
But the Lord Jesus is from the line of Judah.
所以他不是亚伦的子孙，更不是利未人的支派。
And he did not come from the line of the Aaron and not from the tribe of the Levites.
所以按照这个摩西律法来讲，耶稣基督是犹太是犹大支派的，他没有资格来当大祭司的。按照摩西律法来讲，耶稣是没有资格来做大祭司。
So according to the Lord, the Lord Jesus cannot be the high priest.
因为他没有资格。
And he is not qualified.
因为他是犹大支派的人。
Because he is from the line, the tribe of Judah.
他不是利未人。
And he was not a Levite.
他也不是亚伦的子孙。
And he was not the descendants of Aaron.
但是为什么希伯来书作者却说耶稣基督可以当大祭司呢？
And why is it Hebrews the author says that the Lord Jesus can be the high priest?
因为他不是按照亚伦的子孙这个系统来当大祭司。
It's not according to the line of Aaron.
他乃是用麦基洗德的等次来做大祭司。
However, according to the order of Melchizedek.
好，我们来看第七章。
Let's read chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7.
十四节
，Verse 14，
我们的主分明是从犹大支派来的，但这个支派，摩西并没有提到祭司。
For it is evidence that our Lord arose from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood.
十五节，倘若照着麦基洗的等次，另外兴起一位祭司来，我的话更是显而易见的了。
Verse 15, and it is yet far more evident if in the likeness of Melchizedek there arises another priest.
16, 因为他成为祭司，并不是照着属肉体的条例，乃是照着无穷之生命的大能。
16, who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life.
17, 因为有给他做见证的说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
17, for he testified, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以我们从这里才完全了解，原来主耶稣当大祭司是照着麦基洗德的等次了。
So from here we can understand the Lord become high priest is from according to the order of Melchizedek.
而不是按照摩西律法，不是按照亚伦的子孙的等次。
It's not according to the law or to the line of Aaron.
所以呢，耶稣基督他能够当大祭司，就是根据诗篇110篇的这段经文。
So the Lord Jesus can be the high priest is according to the scripture in Psalms 110.
就是说他是照着麦基洗德的等次能够做大祭司的。
And according to the order of Melchizedek.
因为在当时亚伯拉罕打完仗回来。
So during that time when Abraham came back from the battle.
他得到胜利之后。
When he has a victory.
他就来向麦基洗德这位祭司。对他奉献十分之一。
So he before the priest Melchizedek, he gave gave tithes.
所以呢，这个就是麦基洗德，他的等次是比亚伯拉罕更高的。
So according to this order of Melchizedek, his status is higher than Abraham.
因为他比较等次位份更高，所以他能够为亚伯拉罕来做祝福。
Because his status is higher, therefore he can bless Abraham.
而那个亚伯拉罕呢的后代子孙才有亚伦才有利未。
And the descendants of Abraham comes Aaron and the Levites.
还有利未的支派。所以呢，等于说亚伯拉罕在向麦基洗德在献十分之一的时候。
So meaning to say that Abraham's offered tithes to Melchizedek.
就等于他的后代子孙呢，连亚伦连利未都一起来向麦基洗德来奉献十分之一了。
So meaning to say is that the descendants of Abraham, that is the line of Aaron, as well as the Levites, also offered to Melchizedek.
也就是说，麦基洗德的这个大祭司的等次是比亚伦的等次更高的。
So that is to say, the status of Melchizedek is surpassed that of the Aaron.
因此呢，耶稣基督是按照麦基洗德的等次为大祭司的话，他的位份是比摩西律法下的亚伦的大祭司更高的位份。
So the Lord Jesus become a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, that he has the highest status.
而且呢，以亚伦的子孙来当大祭司是有肉体的限制。
And as the descendants of Aaron's to be priests, that is in flesh.
因为他们受肉体的限制。
And they were limited by flesh.
他们的生命会结束。
And their lives shall end.
所以大祭司要一直的换，一直的换。
So the high priests have to continuously change.
但是耶稣当大祭司的时候。
But when the Lord Jesus become the high priest,
他是用麦基洗德的等次来做大祭司，是永远来做大祭司。
So according to the order of Melchizedek, then he shall be the priest forever.
所以耶稣基督他不用换。
And therefore the Lord Jesus need not change.
他只要当大祭司，他就一次而到永远完成这个大祭司救赎的工作。
So he only need to be one-time priest forever, and he shall fulfill this redemption plan forever.
所以才会说耶稣他用大祭麦基洗德的等次为大祭司是高过于亚伦大祭司这个等次以上的。
So according to the order of Melchizedek, the status has surpassed that of the of Aaron.
这就是耶稣基督他成为弥赛亚，他是当大祭司是用这个角度才能够了解他。
So this is the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. In terms of this, this is how we can understand him being a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
虽然他是犹大支派的。
Although he came from the tribe of Judah.
但是他却是大祭司。
And yet he is the priest forever.
他不是按照摩西律法来讲。
And he was not according to the Mosaic law,
而是按照麦基洗德的等次来做大祭司。
And rather according to the order of Melchizedek.
这就是诗篇110篇 讲到麦基洗德等次的这个奥秘。
So that is the mystery in the Psalms 110 according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以我们这样读了110篇以后，就发现原来整篇都在讲弥赛亚。
So when we read the Psalms 110, the whole Psalms talk about a Messiah.
这里有耶稣讲的第一节说我主对我主说。
So in verse 1, the Lord said to my Lord.
然后又有第四节麦基洗德等次，这是希伯来书说。
So and also verse 4 it says according to the order of Melchizedek and also which were introduced by Hebrews. 然后又讲到
神的选民会有三种特征。
And also it touched on the three characteristics of the chosen people of God.
就是我们要受洗。
And we have to be baptized.
我们要做活祭。
And we have to be a living sacrifice.
我们要成为清晨的甘露。
And we have to be the morning dew.
那这就是整个弥赛亚的救恩工作的全部面貌。
So this is the whole redemption work of the Messiah.
所以呢，今天我们读了诗篇110篇的时候，真的是这一篇太美了，真的是字字珍珠啊，真的是非常美，好像钻石一样啊。
So this Psalms 110 is so beautiful, and every word is just like a diamond.
所以真的是钻石宝贵到不行啊。
So that is so precious that is it's as precious as diamond.
所以呢，我们今天知道耶稣基督是弥赛亚，原来就是整个诗篇110篇有预言的。
So we know that the Lord Jesus is the Messiah, that he was the prophet, he was a prophesied one.
所以呢，在诗篇110篇呢，就等于是对弥赛亚未来的位分工作啦，跟他的职分呢，做一个完整的介绍。
So Psalms 110 is the prophetic of the Messiah's work.
我从来没有读过诗篇里面呢，有这么一个诗篇，完全针对弥赛亚的位分做这么详细完整的面貌。
So I have never read Psalms that has have such a complete image of the work of the Messiah.
其他的诗篇有读到一点点对弥赛亚工作的预言的描述。
So other Psalms has some prophetic about the work of the Messiah.
都是一部分一部分的预言，一部分一部分的介绍。
And those were only just small parts of introductions.
都是那个诗篇那一篇里面的某个经节有这样的介绍，提到耶稣提到弥赛亚。
It's only one part of the verse of certain Psalms that has mentioned about the Messiah.
但是只有在110篇是几乎整篇都在讲弥赛亚，从第一节到最后一节
So that the only verse, only Psalms that talk about the message of Messiah is Psalms 110.
所以我发现呢，这个诗篇110篇真的是所有诗篇150篇里面的钻石精华。
So Psalms 110 is the whole Psalms that is the gist of the Psalms.
就好像钻石精华。
It's just like the diamond.
我们就这样来读诗篇110篇的时候。才会完全的明白原来弥赛亚是这样的来的。
So when we read Psalms 110, then only then we can understand how Messiah has come about.
所以这个绝对不是我们人自己能够解释出来。
And this is definitely not is not something that man can explain.
这是神所给我们的启示，才能够写下的诗篇110篇。
So this is the revelation by God that we can understand these Psalms 110.
来为我们预言弥赛亚的工作。
And that is prophesies the work of Messiah.
所以这一切都要感谢神赞美神。
So all these we have to thank God and praise the Lord.
我们认识这个弥赛亚的救恩之后。
So after we recognize and know the work of the Messiah,
我们要做神的选民呢，我们就应该有那三种表现。
So to the become the people of God, then we should have the three characteristics.
我们才能够配得上这个救恩的一个整一个福气呀。
Only then we are worthy of this calling.
我们在最后一起唱诗。
And last, we shall sing hymn
50.